USA Radio News.
Firefighters in Southern California are doing what they can to protect homes in Ventura and Los Angeles counties from fast-moving wildfires. We're hearing over 30,000 homes have been evacuated, and Acting Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency today. Protests are taking place outside the office of Broward County Supervisor Brenda Snipes. Folks are not happy with her and the vote counting procedure and the fact that 80,000 votes were found by the county the day after the election. Meanwhile, Snipes says they're doing the best they can.
We ran 22 sites. We ran 14 days. We ran 12 hours. We had a big vote by mail. So don't try to turn it around to make it seem like I'm making comedy out of this.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are on their way to France to a program celebrating the centennial anniversary of the cessation of hostilities in World War I. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
No clear motive emerged after a Marine Corps veteran opened fire in a Southern California bar, killing 12 people late Wednesday. Thousand Oaks Mayor Andrew Fox joined Fox News and said we had some clear warning signs from the individual.
It's really unfortunate because obviously there was a time in this young man's life where he was serving our country honorably, as I understand it. And as many times with the men and women we send into combat, they develop mental health issues. And in this particular case, apparently it got to the point where seriously impacted his judgment, and it led to the tragic loss of several lives, including his. I think it's important to remember not just the sergeant and the victims, but the assailant has a family.
And in the Arizona Senate race, Democrat Kirsten Sinema has about a 10,000 vote edge over her competitor, Republican Martha McSally. Still about 400,000 votes to be counted in Arizona. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Acting U.S. Attorney General Matt Whitaker faces calls from more than a dozen state attorney generals that he recuse himself from the Justice Department's Russia investigation. Congressman Louie Gohmert joined Fox Business and says all this talk about Sessions resigning, everyone knew it was happening.
Well, the Democrats ought to love it because they should have seen that this was coming. And I love Jeff Sessions. He's a fine, decent, moral, ethical man, and I think he was a little naive in not appreciating the people that worked for Rosenstein that wanted to diminish him in the president's eyes and gave him bad advice, including to recuse himself. He relied too heavily on the advice of people he called career, but I would say were Democrat operatives, just been there a while. But I was a little surprised. Matthew Whitaker is a great guy. He's a wonderful man. But Democrats ought to be loving Matt because his job as chief of staff to Jeff Sessions was to look out for Jeff Sessions. And he did not keep him away from the bad advice of people that wanted to destroy Jeff. Mm-hmm. And so they ought to love the fact that Matt's been raised. He didn't do a good job protecting his boss, Jeff.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.